In the beginning of the Perek, Chav Zayin and Aleph, the Gemara has two interpretations in the Mishnah. Why it says Hashechet b'diyeben en l'chadchil loy? Because the Mishnah points out that the Raman paskens like the both interpretations, that l'chadchila yishishech kol asimin by behema, not to rely on ruba kukula, and l'chadchila yishishech shnei asimanim by the oven, not to rely on simin echot. So because the Mishnah on the Raman, the Perek Aleph, Alocha Aleph, and Hilcha Shechita, raises the question, why did the Raman paskin the Chumra on both? He should have paskin like the Ikadam, like the second Lashon, like the Iba, he's saying. So that this, he says that the Raman apparently understood that it's a Sveika deraisa l'chumra. The Raman understood that these two Lashonis in the Gemara are saying a l'chadchila deraisa. And the Sefer, Lev Aryeh on Chulin, which is a classic, years ago it was very much in style to look in the Lev Aryeh. Now it's out of style. He was the Rav in Brod when the Beis Ephraim was a palabos, a businessman. Beis Ephraim is much more famous, but Lev Aryeh was the Rav in Brod at that time. So he points out on this daf that earlier in the first parak, that's Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, whether these lachatchilas are deraisa derabon. So the Kes Mishnah assumes that according to the Rambam, these are deraisa. That's why the Rambam went lechumre on both of these lachatchilas. So I just pointed out that there's a Tosfos in Nida and daf Samach Vav and Beis. But Tosis develops a klal that it doesn't make sense on the level of the Raisa to have a lachatchila by a matir. It only makes sense by a mitzvah. They say the mitzvah b'shleimus requires that the mitzvah should be done in such a fancy fashion. But the evid, if you did it with less, you'll also be out to the mitzvah shalob b'shleimus. But by a matir, if it's matir b'dievet, so it's matir lachatchila. You don't get any reward for there's no hider mitzvah by a matir. A matir is a matir. So from the fact that the Kes Mishnah assumes, according to the Rambam, like that opinion, like Rashi in the first parak, that this is a l'chadchila deraisa and not a l'chadchila derabbanan, he's obviously assuming that Shechita is a mitzvah. But that's taka the Kes Mishnah l'shitasa. Then in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam lists off what he considers are the Taryad Mitzvahs. And Mitzvah says in Kuf Mem Vav, 146, he counts a mitzvah to do Shechita. So we have a Hasagas HaRaivid. We have a few Hasagas HaRaivid on the Minyan HaMitzvah. So the Raivid is Masig. Why does he count this as a mitzvah? Shechita is a matir, it's not a mitzvah. Maybe what I would perhaps agree to, the Ravid says, maybe you should count it as a lav habo mechlal aseh. Maybe it's an iser aseh. But he thinks that the Rambam understood that shechita is a mitzvah, and he thinks that it doesn't make any sense. So the Kes Mishnah comes to defend the Rambam, and the Hasagas HaRaivid. So he says, no, the Rambam is right. The Rambam thinks that it's a mitzvah, not just a matir. But it's a mitzvah every day to shech the behema. No, if you're interested in eating flesh, it's a conditional mitzvah. If your wife gave birth to a baby boy, then there's a mitzvah to do a pidyon ad benet. If your first child is a baby girl, so you don't have that mitzvah. If you live in a house, then you have a mitzvah to put a mezuzah. If you sleep in the park, so you don't have a mitzvah to put a mezuzah. If you're interested in eating meat, then it's a mitzvah to shech the behema. So this is how the Kesa Mishnah understood the Rambam Kipshuto. The Ravid understood the Rambam that he's counting Shechita as a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So the Kesa Mishnah says, yeah, he defends Rambam, it is a mitzvah. But it's a conditional mitzvah. Whenever you're interested in eating flesh, a mitzvah to shech the behem. One could have said that the Rambam never meant it in the first place. The Rambam meant what the Ravid said. The Rambam only meant to say it's a lav habo mechlal aseh. It's an iser aseh. He said that according to the Rambam, it's a kima mitzvah. But that's what the Kesa Mishnah understood the Rambam Kipshuta. So the Kes Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in Hilcha Shechita, where he writes that the Rambam writes Lechumra on both suggestions, on Avchav Zayinam and Al, because he passed Kinsveka, the Raisa Lechumra, was not sure which Lechatchila is the Mishnah alluding to. So the Rambam goes Lechumra on both of them. Why? Because Sveka, the Raisa Lechumra. It's only Nitan Lehayomer that it's a Lechatchila de Raisa if you assume that Shechita is a mitzvah. If Shechita is a matah, you can't have a Lechatchila de Raisa. That's what Tosfos wrote about. There are no lachatchilas deraisa by a matter, let's say by a get. You have in the Mishnais and Gitin every so often, lachatchila the get should be written in such a way. But if you didn't write zman, so b'diyeved, it'll be kosher without. Shloshe gitim sulam nisavlad kosher, b'diyeved, if you gave a get shem zman, it'll be kosher. Other dinim like that. Lachatchila should be like this, b'diyeved, it's good without. So all of those lachatchilas, it's a dead giveaway that they're all only midrabbanan. You can't have a lachatchila deraisa by a get. You can't have any lachatchila deraisa if you're just dealing with an iser. If you're dealing with a mitzvah, so then you can have a lachatchila deraisa. So the Kes Mishnah is consistent. He understood the Rambam that the shechita is a mitzvah. So that's why l'shitasa, he can envision that you can have a lachatchila deraisa in shechita. Regarding the echad ba'oif, the Gemara has a machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Ada Bar Ahava on Chof Chesem and Aleph. But echad ba'oif means either veishet or kone or dafke de veishet. The Gemara finally comes to the maskone that it's either kone or veishet. We reject Rav Ada Bar Ahava's opinion. According to Rav Ada Bar Ahava, why does it have to dafke be the veishet? He holds that the shechit is only on the veishet. That's all. So the Pashtus in the Gemara seems to be that really the Shechita is on both. The Shechita is on the Kona and on the Veshet. We Paschal, like Rav Nachman, the Shechita can be either on the Kona or on the Veshet. And when you Shecht the Kona or the Veshet, you only Shechted one Simen, or you say the Shechita on the Kona alone or the Shechita on the Veshet alone is considered as if the Shechita is Chal on both Simon, which is the Pshat. So here there's room to raise this question. We know that by Behemah you have to Shecht two Simon, and by Yof you have to Shecht one Simon. So is this a fundamental difference that by Of Simon Echad is good, by Behemah two Simonim is good? Maybe we should say no. Basically, Shechita consists of Shechita Simon Echad, and by Behemah you need two Shechitas. The Shechita and the Kana is, but first is the Kana, then the Veshet is hiding behind it. So you really have to do two Meiser Shechitas on the Behemah. You have to Shecht the Kana, then you have to Shecht separately the Veshet. Two Shechitas. You see, the Rabbi Akiva holds like that later in the Mishnah. There's a machlekes in the Mishnah Lamed Beis Amon Aleph Rabbi Yeshevov and Rabbi Akiva. What if you shecht the kone and then the animal dies a natural death, or you chopped off the veishet? You shecht one simen and you didn't do shechita on the other simen. So if you shecht the behema treifa, you did a shechita ksheira on a behema which is a treifa. The shechita treifa is metar midein avel. It's not muta b'achidus matar midein avel. That's why there's a machlekes of Rishonim. What if I know in advance that the behema is a treifa? Do you recite a bracha on the shechita? So Rashi's opinion is, in Shulchan Aruch they quote, Rashi's shita is that you say bracha even on shechita's treifa, because the shechita is chal on a treifa the time midein avel. We don't paskin like Rashi. We don't accept that shita. We paskin, you only say bracha if you think it's going to turn out to be a ksher. So how can you ever know? It should always be a suffix brachas lahakel. You should never say a bracha ala shechita. So we assume that Rob Behemis Kshera is saying. We assume that's going to turn out to be a Behemis Kshera. So you may say, we assume he's not going to make it in a veil. He's not going to slip in the middle. So that's why we recite the Bracha on all Shechitas. So if you Shecht the Trefa, the Shechita is Chal Metar Medein Veila, then it's not Mata Bachilo. So Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah, if you Shecht the Kona or you Shecht the Veshet alone, and then you didn't do a proper Shechita on the other Simen, that's also Metar Medein Veila. So it's a chiddush. Rabbi Yeshevov disagrees, and then it says Rabbi Kiva was moed v'hodolo Rabbi Kiva. Ultimately, Rabbi Kiva gave in to Rabbi Yeshevov, and we pass him like that. It's not even mitam de'nevel if you do simen echad. But Rabbi Kiva's original opinion was, it's not accepted at all. He himself rejected it. His opinion was that just like shechita sof is simen echad, so shechita's behema is also. If he shecht simen echad, he did a ma'aseh shechita. It's not enough to be mata b'achila, but it's a ma'aseh shechita similar to shechita streif. It's mitar midein avel. So we don't pass like that. So the shaila is, so we assume that the definition of shechita by behemah is shechita snei simon. You have to shecht both. So by oath, do we assume that the definition of shechita simon echad, you only have to shecht one simon? Or do you say no? Just like we have a rule that ruba kakuloi by each one of the two simon and by behemah, so maybe the Gemara says that oath was a nivra min harekek, it's not as sturdy a chiyus as a behemah, has less chiyus than a behemah, more chiyus than dogim. That's how the Gemara points out on Chav Zayin on the base. So maybe we should say by shechting one simon, it's considered as if the shechita is chal on both simon. Like the din of Ruba Kukulo, he said, there's a din that if you shecht one, the shechita is chal on both. Or should I say no? The two different dinim of shechita. Shechita sof is simon echot, and shechita is behemah shnei simon. So that's a shaila here in the Gemara. Chof Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara quotes the din. If you have a simon that's nekar, so you cannot shecht the behemah. You cannot shecht the off. Let's say the kona or the veshet is detached on the top. So whether you're going to shecht the kona or the veshet, if either one of the two simonim is nekar mim komo, it's not attached to where it's supposed to be on top. So the shechita is not going to be chal. If I shech simen echad and then the other simen becomes nekar, so that's not a problem. But if it, one of the two simonim became nekar before I do the shechita, so then the braisa says that it's no good. If you have a safek, so kol safek b'shechita psula, it's no good. So here there's a big machlekes harishonim in the Tosfos on Tesem and Aleph. What's the story with the simen that's nekar? So according to Rashi, you have the shia drots chalada hagroma v'ika. Rashi learns that ika means pasuk is hagageris. They says pasuk hagageris. He didn't do a shechita. It also Tosfos interprets within Rashi that what he means was yeshlam mashach b'sakim peguma. If he shech with a knife that has a pegima, so that's what it means. Ikur. The bahag has a different pshat in the Gemara. And the halachas gedolus understands that ikur means if you shech the simen that's akur, so then it's nevela. So Tosfos says, what does it have to do with nevela? Isn't it a treifa? The animal is a treifa. So I say, no, according to the Bahag, the animal is not a treifa. Let's say I have a behema that gives a cow that gives off milk, and I see for a while the cow has a simen that's neka. Either the kana devesha, it is detached on top. So according to Tosfos' interpretation within Rashi, such an animal is a treifa mechaim. While it's walking around, it's a treifa, and the milk will be aser. Chola from a behema treifa is aser, just like chola from behema tmeo is aser. Masheini can, according to the halachas gedolus, it's not so. There is no such din. There is no such halacha that a simen that's nekar in a behema makes it into a treifa. It's just a din. If you'll shecht it, so the shechita cannot be chal on the simen that's nekar. According to the way Tosfos holds within Rashi, not like the halachas gedolos, that a simen that's okur makes the animal into a treifa. So we usually have a klal that a sofik and shechita is luchumer because behema b'chaya b'cheskes iser emeres, but once nishchata b'cheskes heter because rov behemas akshere same. If you have a sofik whether any given animal is a treifa, so you go lekula based on the right. So how does the braisa say over here that Nimtzes hagageris shmuta, I shecht an oaf, and it turns out that the gageris is detached. Ve'enu yodei, and I don't know, I have no way to ascertain. Im kodem shechita nishmatam, lacha shechita nishmatam, zeh ha'yemaisa, v'yomru, kol safik b'shechita psula. How can you say safik b'shechita psula? If according to Rashi and Tosfos, a simon that's neka is a treifa. So safik treifa is lakula. So what does the braisa say that it's lakula? Isn't it a dead giveaway? Don't you see from the braisa, like the halachas gedolus, that a simon, if you shecht an animal that has a simon that's nekar, it's a psula in the shechita. So since it's a sofik in the shechita, the Gemara says, kol sofik b'shechita psula. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it's not a sofik in the shechita. It's a sofik if it's a treifa. So you say, sofik treifa is lakula. So there's a long shach in simon nun, it's a cotton gimel, I think, where the shach quotes a chuvas maram lublin, has a long arichas that many rishonim assume that a sofik b'shchita, a sofik and treifis is lekul, is only if the latest asofik began, the reyesed, the latest asofik, when we become aware of the fact that we have a problem on our hands, when the latest asofik occurs after the shchita. But if you have a reyesed, shenol de mechaim, have a live animal, and right now it is b'cheskas isa, b'heme b'chaya b'cheskas isa emeres, and I have a sofik, maybe it's a treifa, it's not a vaday treifa, I have a sofik, whether it's a treifa, So then the shach says that we would go l'chumre. So somehow you have to, I don't know exactly how, somehow you have to fit that into the Gemara over here. Even though over here, afterwards he realizes that it's a shmuta, that the simon was neka. So somehow the Gemara assumes that even though it's according to Rashi and Tosfos, even though it's a sofik in Hilchas Treifas, not a sofik in Hilchas Shechita, but somehow over here, the sofik treifas goes l'chumres. It must be it's considered nol d'areis ha'michayim. I don't know how. And why is it nol d'areis ha'michayim? But according to the shach, sometimes they say sofik treifas is l'chumr. I don't know. And the Bahag disagrees. The Bahag understands that the simen that's nekar doesn't make the animal, doesn't make the whole animal into a treifa. It's just that a shechita cannot be chal on a simen that's nekar. So Tosfos poses a problem. This would be nicha if you would be talking about shechitas behema. So if one of the two simonim would be nekar, you have to have shechita on the both simonim. But we're talking about oaf, and oaf all you need is shechita simon echad. So if I shecht one simon and the other simon was nekar, so why does it bother me? The shechita was done on the simon that was not the okur. So Tosfos says, and that the Rashba and the Toras Abai spells it out a little more. The Beis Halevi points this out. The Rashba and the Toras Abai explains it a little better. that by Shechitas Of, it's not just that you shecht one simen or the other simen. When you shecht one or the other simen, the Shechitas Chal on the both simen, just like when you shecht Roiv of one simen. I say Ruba Kukula is considered as if the Shechitas Chal on the whole simen, so when you shecht by Of, the Of has less Chiyus, so you don't have to shecht Roiv of each of the two simonim. If you shecht Roiv of either of the two simonim, then the Shechita is Chal on the both simonim. And the Shechita cannot be Chal, the Baha claims the Shechita cannot be Chal on a simon that's Nekar. That's how he reads this Gemara. Shechita cannot be Chal on a simon that's Nekar. So it would appear that that's where Avada Barav is driving at also. Not that he holds that Shechita can only be Chal on the Veshet. The Beis Halevi points out, according to Avada Barav, if normally you shecht the Kona first, his Kona is over here and the Veshet is hiding behind it. So what if you shecht the Kona first, according to Avada Barav, it's not called the Maisa Shechita. The Shechita only, because if you shecht the Kona, nothing helps. Shecht the Veshet first, you don't have to shecht the Kona. Shecht the Kona first, so you'll have to shecht the Veshet by Yov. So the whole Shechita only consists of shechting the Veshet. Shechting the Kona is irrelevant. So Rashi, on Daf Yutes, poses a problem. Whenever you shecht the normal behemoth, so you shecht first the Kona, that's the exposed sim, and then the Veshet hides behind it. Shecht the Kona, then you shecht the Veshet, so the animal already has a Psukas HaKona, already has a broken Kona, so it's already a Trefa. So by the time you finish the Shechita, how does it help you shechting a Trefa? So Rashi answers, no, that's ridiculous. The shechting of the Kona is a Tchilas HaShechita. So that's Nicha by behemoth, you have to shecht both Simon. But the Beis HaLevi poses the question, if you hold like Rav Arba Rav, that by Ov, the only simon that you have to shecht is the Veshet. If you shecht the Kona first, it's irrelevant. If you shecht the Veshet first, that's the whole story. So whenever you shecht the Kona first, why don't you say that the chicken just became a trefa, as Psukas HaKona, according to those who shown him how Psukas HaKona is a trefa. When you shecht the Veshet, it's already nitrefa. So Bechreach, you have to give Rashi's answer from Daf Yates. You have to say, no, even according to Rav Arba Rav, the Shechitas HaKona, the Kona is also nitfas and shechita. Not that Rav Arba Rav holds only the Veshet is nitfas and shechita. No. He holds that just by behemin it shechita shnei asimon, and by Yov, the shechita has to be done on shnei asimonim as well. But if you shecht the roiv of the veshet, that's considered keilu the shechita schal on both simonim. If you shecht the whole kone, only the kone is nishchat. That's not strong enough to consider it as if the shechita on the kone is schal on the veshet. Once you do the shechita on the veshet, it's schal on both. But the shechita on the kone is called the ma'isa shechita. So the Pashtus is that that's Rav Arba Bar Abba holds, that you really need the Shechita to be Chal on both. And even Rav Nachman also agrees to that. The Shechita is really Chal on both. When you Shecht, he holds if you Shecht either the Kona or the Veshet, then the Shechita is Chal on both of the Siman. So this is an interesting idea. To say that by Of also you really need Shechita of the both Simanim. But when you Shecht the one Siman, the Shechita is Chal on both. That's what the Bahag holds. When you shecht, all you have to do is shecht one simon by the Ov, but if the other simon is going to be okur, the shechita won't be good. But you're not shechting that simon that's okur. What's the problem here? The Bahag holds it doesn't make a trefa. Simon okur is not a trefa. It's just that the shechita is not chal. So obviously the Bahag thinks that the shechita has to be chal on both simon and by the Ov. So even if the simon that you're not shechting is the one that's okur, it's also no good. So it's interesting what they're saying is that basically, by shechitas Ov, also you need shechita shnei simon. But Rabbi Akiva holds the opposite. That even by Shechitas Behema, it's only Simen Echad, but it didn't, if you Shecht Simen Echad by the Behema, you did a Shechita, and it's been time and day in the Vela. In order that it should be Mutabachir, you've got to do two Shechitas. One Shechita on the Kona, one Shechita on the Veshet. We don't accept Rabbi Akiva's Behema. He himself backed out. He gave in to Rabbi Yeshebov. So Shechita by Behema, you got to do Shnei Simon. So the Shad is by Yof, is it, you just Shecht one Simon? I say, no, Shechting one Simon, the Alochi considers it, because the Yof doesn't have that much Shechita. So the Shechting of the one Simon is chal, the shechita is considered if it's chal both on the kona and on the veshet. So it would appear that they all agree to that. That's what the Bahag says. They all seem to agree to that. Maybe that's what's behind the machlokes satanoim and peivavim and days. The din is when you shecht chayav biyof, you have to do kisi adam. Behema does need kisi adam. Chayav biyof needs kisi adam. So the Tosis points out on the top of peizayinam and aleph, the top Tosis, diba maschal mishta brucha behadi adodi, that kisi adam is considered a gemar of the shechita. So the Tanoim have a machlokes. What if you shecht mea chayis together? You don't have to do 100 times kisei adam. You can make one kisei adam on all the dam. If you shecht mea oifers, it's kisei echad lukulam. What if you shecht one chay and one of? Can you do one kisei adam for both, or do you have to do a separate kisei adam for the chaya and a separate kisei adam for the dam ha'ov? So that's a machlokes satanoim. Machlokes are viewed in the Rabbanan and the Mishnah. The Gemara says it's based on psukim. How do you read the psukim? But what's behind the machlokes? If you have the psukim, what's behind it? So l'chavir, this is the shayla. The kisi adam is the gemara of the shchita. So if the totally different kinds of shchitas, shchita soif is simen echon, shchita is beim, shnei simon, and the loy korab is alzeh, are totally different. So how can you say that there's one kisi adam for both? Kisi adam is the gemara of the shchita. The shchitas are totally different. But if you say no, basically shchitas oif also need shnei simonim. The only thing is that just like Ruba Shalechet Kamohu, Sabayof, since it has so little chiyus, so the shchita of one simon is chal on the both simonim. But basically it's considered the same as shchita's bema. You're really shechting the shchita's chal on both the kona and on the vesha. The details are a little different, but the principle is basically the same thing. So then we can understand why the chacham hold that kisi yechad lekulam. Because basically the shchita of the chai and the yof are identical. This idea that Tosis points out on the top of Pezayin Manaf, that we're basing our interpretation on, that the Kisei Adam is the Gemara of the Shechita, this is a Tosis got it from the Gemara here, because the Gemara compares the Kisei Adam to Birchas HaMozon, that it's the Gemara of the meal, so the Kisei Adam is the Gemara of the Shechita. So this idea appears in other places also in the Perek. You have, for example, the Gemara on Pei Dalet Amud Beis talks about a person Ashechet L'chayla B'Shabbos. There's a chayla mesukan, and the doctors say that he has to have some fresh chicken or some fresh meat, so he permitted to shecht on Shabbos. Shecht on L'chayla B'Shabbos. So the Shabbos is, what if you shecht Chayv Yofa? You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to do the Kisei Hadam. So the Gemara has a whole machlok. This comes out L'maskan, you're not allowed to. But initially the Gemara had one opinion, that Ashoichet L'chayla B'Shabbos Mechasen as Doma. You're permitted to be Mechal Shabbos. Some Rishonim even assume permitted to be Mechal Shabbos, not just to handle Muktzah, to do even an Issa Deraisa, to do a Melacha Deraisa of Tochen, to chop up the offer, because it has to be granulated offer. I can't use a big blotch of earth, it has to be soft, granulated. So some Rishonim even learn, you're permitted to be Mechal Shabbos on a Melacha Deraisa. How do you explain that? Kisei Adam is not makiv in the heter achila. So why would one think shochnu l'chayla b'Shabbos, the chayla has to have kosher meat? But what's the heter to do the Kisei Adam? Put the dam in a bottle, and after Shabbos, after Abdullah, you pour it out, then you do the Kisei Adam. You could do the Kisei Adam tomorrow. It doesn't have to be done davkan Shabbos. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole arichas on this. It was in a Shabbos Shuvah drush, I think. He has a separate sefer, Oitzvus Yosef, a collection of his drushes. His drush must have been 5 hours long, each one very long, with all these marmakaymas. I don't know how many balabatim could follow these pilpulim. So he gave a long pilpul about some mitzvahs where you have a minimum, but if you do more, so the rest is also nitfas in the mitzvah. So he gives you a few mishalim. So he refers you to the Tosis in Yevamos Daf Chof and Mebeis. The Gemara says that Men HaTorah, if my brother died and he leaves an almana, he has no children, so the wife needs a yibum, and his almana is a chavilav. My brother was married to Mamzeres. So Men HaTorah, I'm permitted to do yibum because you say Esedechel. He says, in the Rabbanah, we don't permit it because they are a birishan or to be a shnir, so we insist I have to do chalitza, and I'm not allowed to do yibum. So Tosis there points out, why does the Gemara say Gzeir birishan or to be a shnir? It should have said Gzeir tchilas biyot to gemar biya. There's no heter to do the gemar bia. The mitzvah of yibum is already fulfilled with tchilas bia. So Tosis says the loshon gemar is lav davke. The gemar didn't have to say gzera bia rishon ato bia shnei. They could have even said gzera tchilas bia ato gemar bia. So if Yosef Engel quotes the Rashba and Adav, says not so. That the gemar bia is a hemshech of the tchilas bia. So since you have a heter esedech aloses on the tchilas bia, so the heter would even apply to the gemar bia. But the bia shnei, that's already a separate pula. The bia shnei is not a hemshech of the bia rishon. That's a separate activity. So the heter esedech aloses was only on the bia rishon and not on the bia shnei. So he says that just like the Rav Rishonim, the Rashbanav is disagree with that Tosfos, so too there's a Tosfos in Kiddushin on Lamed Chesem and Aleph, where Tosfos quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Gemara points out a pasuk in Yeshua that Vayochla mi'avu ha'aretz mi'mochres ha'pesach, that they only ate when the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. They came into Eretz Yisrael before Pesach, so they ate the Tvuah Chadosha mi'mochres ha'pesach. What do you mean mi'mochres ha'pesach? The first day Chol Hamoed. Da'akra v'aymer v'hoda rochel. First they brought the minchas v'aymer, and then there was matzah d'isa chodesh, and then they ate. They wouldn't eat chodesh. The Yerushalmi asked, why not? If the only matzah that's available is matzah shal chodesh, why don't you say esedecha loisesi? The esedecha matzah should be decha de loisesi of chodesh. So the Yerushalmi gives one of the two answers, is Gzera Kazayis Rishon, not the Kazayis Sheni. So Tosfos quotes that. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says that he thinks just like the Rishonim disagree with the Tosfos by Gzera, Tchilas Bia Otu Gmar Bia, they think that's not right. You have no right to make Gzera Tchilas Bia Otu Gmar Bia. Gmar Bia is Mutter, just like you had a Heta for the Tchilas Bia. As the Dechalo says, so it's either Mata the Gmar Bia also, even if you already fulfilled the mitzvah. So he thinks also it's not right. Those who would disagree with that Tosfos Gzera Tchilas Bia Otu Gmar Bia, they would disagree also on the Gzera Kazayis Rishon, not the Kazayis Sheni. If a person is eating a kazayis matzah, then he goes a little extra, he eats another kazayis, even though he didn't have to eat the second kazayis, but that's a hemshech of the tchilas ha'achila. So just like he had the heter, and the kazayis rishon, he thinks that many rishonim would not accept that answer in the Yerushalmi, that there's no heter of esedech ha'lesese and the kazayis sheni. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel develops this whole theme on the Gemara Pei Dalet Amud Bei. So the Gemara says, it's not accepted, but the tchilas asugia was that it is mutter. So many rishonim say mutter l'chasen esdama. You're only allowed to violate the rabbanos. You're not allowed to violate any isurim derais in order to do the kis adam, because the kis adam is not miyaket. And others understand no. According to that first opinion, the gemara would have even been permissible to be mechal shabbos with a melacha derais to do the kis adam. Why? Because the het the pikuach nefesh allows me to shecht the Chayav Yof on behalf of the Chayla, and the Kisei Adam is the Gemara of the Shechita, like the Tosfos showed from the Gemara Pei Zainam and Aleph on the Tav. So since it's a Gemara of the Shechita, and you have a Heta Pikuach Nefesh, is Deicha the Tchilas HaShechita, so the Heta even extends to the Gemara Shechita, even though the Gemara Shechita is not really Likuva. Even without Kisei Adam, it's also Mutter. That's in fact the Mishnah, where's the Mishnah? Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah says, Shochat v'lo yatz adam, shchitos ha-ksheira. Shechet behem echai v'yoy v'lo yatz adam, ksheirim. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So it says, behem echai v'yoy. So some want to say, the poshe pshat is, you might think that the animal was, it's not a healthy animal, maybe it's already in the veila mechayim. Others want to say no, that the behemah is lav dafka. What it means really shochet chay v'yofel yotz mehem dam. The Mishnah tells you, one might have thought that kisei adam is likuva. The Mishnah says even though chay v'yof require kisei adam, if lo yotz mehem dam, you didn't do kisei adam, it's not miyake b'riyeva. Kisei adam is not miyake b'riyeva. Some the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Yontif quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel on Maseches Beitzah on the first perek, where the Rabbeinu Chananel seems to learn that midrabbanon you're not allowed to, if you shech the chayv yof and you didn't do kisei adam, midrabbanon you're not allowed to eat the chayv yof until you do the kisei adam. And you have such a Mordechai later in perek kisei adam, he quotes this funny opinion: if you shech the behema, you didn't say a bracha from the first tesis Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. The shech, he didn't say a bracha. So there's an opinion you're not allowed. The bracha is ma'akev if he's it. They say if shochach levarech, then you can't say it's also bachila. But if he's it, so that's what this elder Adoni wrote. He had such a tradition that if b'meizid he shechs and he doesn't say a bracha, that's also bachila. So the Mordechai later quotes an extension of that. What if he did the kisei hadam and he didn't say a bracha? So since he didn't bemeiz it, so if he didn't say a bracha, so it's considered as if he didn't fulfill kis adam. So he's not allowed to eat the chay v'yoyf. What is kis adam? Kis adam is not matas. So he seems also to be assuming like that Rabbeinu Chananel that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Hilchas Yontif from the Gemara Beitzah in the first pair. The midrabbanan, the kis adam is miyakim. The Mishnah on Lamed Beis, Mishnah Lamed Gimel says shochat chay v'yoyf liyatz mem dam ksheirim. That's min haTorah. But maybe with the Rabbanon there is a din that if you didn't do kisei adam, and maybe the din with the Rabbanon only is if there was dam and you didn't fulfill the mitzvah kisei adam, then it's me'akev. If lo yotze mehem dam, so there's no mitzvah kisei adam, then it wouldn't be me'akev. So if one should assume like these sources, there's one of the other sources is the Rosh in Perek Kisei Adam at the end of Simen Vav. The Rosh quotes from the Halachas Gedolos that the bracha for kisei adam should be recited dafke la'achar asiyosim, not in advance. Manishtana. So the Bahag says because kisei adam is a gemara of the shechita, so on the shechita you recited the bracha over asiyosim before you started to do the shechita. Kisei adam, if you say the bracha over asiyosim, you're holding in the middle of the shechita. So that's worse. To say a bracha in the middle of the mitzvah, that's worse than to say a bracha after. So either you say a bracha over asiyasam, or the alternative is you say a bracha better lachar asiyasam, not in the middle. So that's why the Halachas Gedolah says that you always say the bracha in Kisa Adam after the Kisa Adam, not before, because before you're holding in the middle. Because Kisa Adam is the Gemara of the Shechita, so you're holding in the middle. So the Rosh says the meaning is not so, and he talks about it, why don't we follow the Baha'i? But all of these Rishonim, they're all saying what the Taisus said. Taisus showed it from the top Gemara, top line there on Pei Zainam et Aleph, the top Taisus, that Kisa Adam is the Gemara of the Shechita. And then we have all the other sources that seem to indicate like that. All the Rishonim are assuming like that. So that's why it could well be that that's the basis for the Machlokes Hatanaim, Rabbi Yudah and the Rabbanon, whether can you do one Kisei Adam for Chai V'Yofer, do you have to do separate Kisui Adam? Is based on Psukim, the Rosh is on Psukim. But it could be that that's the fundamental Machlokes, that Kisei Adam is the Gemara of the Shechita. So are they, is there a Tzara Shava between the Shechita of Behema and Shechita of Ov, or are they totally different? So if you say that Ov is Simen Achad Behema in Chaya Shnei Simonim, so the different Shechita, so the Kisei is, that's a Gemara of this kind of Shechita, the Gemara of the other kind of Shechita. But if you say that even by Ov, you really need, in principle, you really need Shechita Shnei Simonim, but the Shechting of one Simon is Chal on both, so then basically it's the same as Behema, the difference is just in details, but in principle it's really the same. You're really doing the Shechita on both. There is a Peladike Rambam in Peregimel and Hilcha Shechita Alocha Gimel regarding the Dinim of Shehiyah that comes up in the Gemara later. If you shecht a behemoth and then you pause in the middle, then you continue to shecht. So if you shok, Deligmas Kulo, if you pause so long that you could have done the Shechita from the beginning to the end, so that passes the whole Shechita. You have to learn the details of the Din of Shehiyah. So the Gemara has a machloikis. Would you say behemoth dako ladako and gaso lagaso? Would you say that there's one shear shear? Let's say behema gasa takes longer to shecht than a behema daka. Behema daka is smaller. A sheep is smaller than a big bull, bigger than a steer. So do you say the shear shear for behema gasa is one, and the shear shear for behema daka is another shear? Or do you say no, there must be one standard shear? So the Rambam writes beferish, daka la daka, gasa la gasa. So what about shear shear for oaf? An oaf is even skinnier than a sheep. An oaf should be oaf li oaf. So the Rambam says, no, behema li oaf. So mamish doesn't make any sense at all. How can it be shear? The shear shear for oaf is how long it takes to shecht the behema. And a daka la daka and gasa la gasa, you're so detailed. A sheep, the shear shear is how long it takes to shecht the sheep. A steer is how long it takes to shecht the steer. And oaf is totally different. Oaf is in Gamsen a different animal, totally different from Daka and Gasa. So you take the shear shear from a behemi, you apply it to an oaf. So that's what the Tzlach is. The Rambam doesn't make any sense. Dacha Pella. Very it's Pelladic. Why the Nisi Kalim didn't rip the Rambam out of the Mishnah Torah? It doesn't make any sense at all. So the Tzlach has a fantastic Chiddush, if it's true. He suggests, this is all in one halacha, Peregimel halacha gimel halacha shechita. So he suggests maybe the words mean something different. Daka la daka and gasa la gasa means how long does it take to shecht two simonim of a daka? How long does it take to shecht two simonim of a gasa? So every animal has its own shear shita, its own shear shehiyah. And behema loif doesn't mean how long does it take to shecht the behema. No. The Gemara had a shaila. How long is the shear shia? The time that it takes to shecht one simonim of a knife, or the time that it takes to shecht two simonim of a knife? Because basically you only shecht one, but the shechit is chal on both. Shechting of one simon in the oif is considered as if you shechted both. Like we said, if one oif, one simon is nekar, you can't even shecht the other one because the shechit is chal on both, and it can't be chal on a simon that's nekar, according to the halachas gedolah. So the Tzlach wants to suggest, maybe that's what the Rambam meant. Each animal has its own shear shear, but the Gemara is dealing with the behema l'yoif or oif l'yoif was not how long does it take to shecht an animal and you use that shear? No, how long does it take to shecht an oif? For sure, oif li oif. But the suffix of the Gemara and the Rambam's psak was, how long it takes to shecht one simon of the oif, or how long does it take to shecht both simonim of the oif? Because lemaise, vipo, you only have to shecht one simon, but the shechit and the one simon is chal on both. So that's what the Rambam paskins, lehokel, shechitas behema li oif. But it doesn't mean how long it takes to shecht the behemah. How long it takes to shecht two simonim of an oaf. That'll be the shear shear for an oaf. It's a little doichik to fit it into the words of the Ram, because he writes everything in one sentence. Daka the daka, gasa the gasa, behemah the oaf. So it doesn't sound like Daka la daka, gasa la gasa means how long would it take to shech the daka, how long would it take to shech the gasa. When you say behema liyav, doesn't mean how long it takes to shech the behema. How long it takes to shech two simonim of a knife. It doesn't sound like it in the Rambam. But that's, he said, the kasha is so overwhelming. So that's what the tzlach suggests. The Martchan Perkise Adam quotes a machlekes harishainim. If you're shechting many behemoths, do you say one broch in the beginning that covers all the behemoths? If you're not mapsik in between, maybe even if you are mapsik in between, the two opinions in Taisvus. Or do we require, or should we say, gufen machlokin, that when you're shechting 100 chickens, you have to say a bracha every time you shecht another chicken? In the slaughterhouse, they shecht 60 chickens a minute. They keep on shechting one after the other after the other. They wouldn't have enough time, Pasha, to say the brachas. They don't do like that. They say one bracha in the beginning, they shecht for an hour. Keep on shechting one after the other after the other. So the Maitreya quotes the Machlokes HaRishonim. Some Rishonim say, no, every shechita needs its own bracha. And then he quotes some who make a compromise. If you're shechting many behemoths, it's good enough one bracha. If you're shechting many oifas, it's good enough one bracha. But if you're shechting a behemoth and a knife, these are two different kinds of shechita. One is simerech, one is shnei simonim. So you got to say two different brachas. You can't cover both with one bracha. So this is really a question. Is that really so, that they're so different? Or do you say basically when you're shechting the oif also, the shechita is chal on both simonim. It's just that the oif doesn't have so much shechius. So by shechting one simon, the shechita is chal on both simonim. By behema, you have to shecht roiv of each of the simonim, that it should be chal on the miut also. And by yoif, it has less chiyus, so shechting of one simon is also chal on both. But really, the shechita is identical. The shechita on both is identical. I just wanted to say a few words about the sugyan chov zaynam and beis. The Gemara had a machloikis hatanayim, where the shechita loif is min ha-toyro amid rabbanon, and the rishonim, it's also a machloikis. The Rosh in the end of Yuma quotes the Maharam Rutenberg, who paskins that shechita loif is only mid the rabbanon. So Taisus on Daf Chof Amid Aleph, in the first perik, is bothered with the kasha. How can you say ain't shechita loif min ha-toyro? We have an institution of nivlo seif tohar mitame abeis abliya. If you say ain't shechita loif, so there's never a nivlo seif tohar. You can go to the A&P and buy all the chickens min ha-toyro. How can it be? No shechita loif at all. So Taisa says, no, everybody agrees that you need shechita loif. If you didn't do a shechita, it's going to be an event. The only machlokes is, do you require all the chamish shilcha shechita, shia, dras, achalod, agram, v'ikra, or should I say, nechiras zuhi shechitosa? There is a concept of nechira. There is an opinion in the Shita Mekubetzes, in Baba Kama, and Daphne Malach, and there is an opinion that even though a ben pekua doesn't need shechita min ha-toyro, it's nita b'shechita sima, but nechira simanim it does need. You do need nechira simanim. Or in the midbar, the Gemara has, there was one opinion that before they entered Eretz Yisrael, there was no requirement for chamish shilcha shechita. When they shechted karbonis in the Mishkan, they required all the chamish shilcha shechita. And then when they come to Eretz Yisrael, the Rabban Shalom told them, zavachta kasher tzivisicha. When you enter Eretz Yisrael, you have to shecht chulin kasher tzivisicha, like I gave you the tziva for shechting kachim in the Mishkan. But in the midbar, there's a machlekes hatanoim, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, Hadaf Yudzayinim and Aleph, maybe besan nechiro is mutter. How can it be besan nechiro is mutter? Maimi hasina, they were given a nisa nevela. So the answer is nechiros is zui shchitasa. In the midbar, the nechiro is considered the shchita. And that's the Gemara has the famous suffix boy Rabbi Yirmiya on the second wide line on Yudzayinim and Aleph. Rabbi Yirmiya has the suffix every besan nechiro shechnisa yisrael iman baritz mahu. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they had butchers, so they didn't do shechita, they did nechira. So they did nechira simanim, they salted it, and they put it in a package, and they said this was basa she, they didn't write nishchat, they wrote, had nechira, and then they wrote nimlach v'hudach, it was salted off, under the hashgacha Moshe Rabbeinu. So they have this frozen meat from the days of the Midbar, and then they bring it into Eretz Yisrael, and all of a sudden you pull out the rug from under them, and you say that nechira is no longer allowed. From now on, the din requires of achta kasher tzivisicha. From now on, you have to shecht with the ola chamish shulcha shechitas. Rabbi Yirmiya has a suffix. What about the evrei b'san nechir that they brought from chutz l'oretz? The Eretz Yisrael mahu. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was taket nishchat v'nimlach v'hudach kedin. Nechiras zui shechitasa. So should I say, since b'shas that they did the nechira, nechiras zui shechitasa, so b'shaito was a proper shechita, or should I say, no, that since we changed the rules now, so mikana lahabo, you're not allowed to eat that. So that's Rabbi Yirmiya's suffix in the Gemara. But you see in the midbar, it was nechiras zui shechitasa. So So that's what Tosfos writes regarding Ein Shechita Leif Men HaTorah. Doesn't mean that Nivla Saif is Muta Bachila. It means Nechiras is Zoi Shechitas. Nechiras Simanim would be sufficient. There is a Gemara in Yuma where the Gemara talks about the din of Osev Ez Beno Lo Sishchatu B'yayim Echad. So the Mishnah says Osev Ez Beno only applies if you actually do Shechita on the Osev on the Beno. Let's say one of them I shot, that one of them died a natural death, so there's no Issah to Shecht the other one. It's only if you did a Shechita on both. Lo Sishchatu, Osev Ez Beno did a Shechita on both. So what if I use one of them as the Soyer La'Azazel? So you don't do a shchitan. So the Gemara says, no, d'chiyosa latzuk zui shchitosa. Since the Torah prescribes a specific form of killing the animal, d'chiyosa latzuk, the Gemara says zui shchitosa, and if you'll have osu ezbeno, one of them will be another carbon on Yom Kippur, one of them will be the soil lazazel, you will be in violation of osu ezbeno b'yom echod. So that's why, and then the Rambam has the same by Egla Rufa. Egla Ruf also, the Torah prescribes a specific form of killing the animal. Arifosa zui shchitosa. So the Rambam writes that it's metar midei nevela. That if you do the arifa on the Egla Ruf, it's also metar midei nevela. Also, the chiyosa latzuk zui shchitosa, if you'd be able to find the soyer hamishtaleach that fell down, that was pushed over the cliff, didn't fall down. They pushed it over the cliff. So be able to find it, it won't be metamei, because the chiyosa latzuk zui shchitosa, so it's metar midei nevela. This is a kasha that the Rashashi asks in Psochem Adav Chabes and Beis. The Rashashi is bothered with a kasha. The Gemara there quotes the same brisa that appeared in Bava Kama Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. That the pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim by Yeshua Niskal, Shosha Arugas Adam. It says Sokel Yisokel Asher Velo Yachlas Besor Balo Shanoki. So the Gemara asks, Meyachar, since it requires Sokel Yisokel Asher. Any adesh he nevela. If you kill an animal by stoning it, so don't I know that it's a nevela? So why does it have to say nevela? Asur b'achila. I know from another pasuk. So why does Chumash has to write v'lo yochal es b'sora? I would have known on my own. If you kill an animal, ide skila, it's also b'achila. So mata malam v'lo yochal es b'sora. Meini in your lachila today, who in your lahanoya? So the Gemara said maybe that's what the pasuk means to say v'lo yochal es b'sora. Not even allowed to get on. Once the bez makes a gemar din that it's a. Sharon Niskal, it becomes Asabahano, and even if he shechted later, it'll also be Asabahila and Asabahano. So the Rashash is bothered with Akasha, he tightens against the Gemara. How does the Gemara make such a statement that Bryson makes a statement? Meyachar, since the Torah requires skila on the Sharon Niskal, any adesh in Nevela, if you do this skila, one on the Amayon, that is in Nevela, Nevela is Asur Bachila. No, I would have thought that skila is Zuish Chitasa. I would have thought that it's Muta Bachila. Just like you say here, the chiras is zui shchitasa. The same thing, let's say malika. When you do a malika on a chatasayf, so the kohanim eat. And oilasayf, they burn on his bech. Chatasayf, the kohanim eat it. So how can the Gemara asks, how can they eat a chatasayf if you killed it a day malika? It's mechuber. The tziporin of the kohen is mechuber. Yishech ben mechuber is pasul. Gemara says, no, that's exeras hakosuv. That the malikas is zui shchitasa. That's the form of shchita that you need. So if the Gemara says Melikas is zui shchitas and the Chiras is zui shchitas and Chiyas and Latzuk zui shchitas, Arifas is zui shchitas, and the Rashab gives you all these marmekaimus, all the sources, the Gemara with the Rambam with the Tosfos. So why didn't the Gemara think that Skilas is zui shchitas? It's a stark kasha. I thought maybe the teretz is you got to work out the details. Maybe the teretz is like this. There's a meiser shchita. And then you say there's a haloi shchita. So let's say Rabbi Akiva says he shecht simen echod, so it's enough to be metarmen de nevel. That's what he originally thought. Then he gave in to Rabbi Yeshivam and he says, no, he shecht simen echod, pasuk is hagageres, so it's going to be metarmen. It's not metarmen de nevel. But originally he thought, you shecht simen echod, that's a maiser shchita. But in order to be matam achila, you need more than that. You need that the shchita should be chal, should be called a haloi shchuta. So maybe by Malikos and Zui Shchitosa Bechata Soif, that's the form of Shchita, and it's Mamish Chal, the Chalois HaShchita is Chal, and it's Mutter for the Kohanim to eat it. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to do anything on the Mizbech either if it's Nevela. Or in the Chiras Simonim in the Midbar, if you hold Ein Shchita Lof Men HaTor, there you're saying the Chiras is Zui Shchitosa all the way, it's a full Shchita. But this word that we say, that chiyosel atzuk zui shchitosa, maybe the Gemara only says that to the extent of violating osev yezbeno. Or maybe the Rambam only has it by Egla Rufa. The Rambam says that the Eivorim of the Egla Rufa are not Metameh. I say Arifos is Zuli Shchitosa. That's like Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, Hishech Tzimin Echad, even though there's no Chalois Shchita on the animal, Hishech Tzimin Echad on the behemoth, that's called the Maisa Shchita. The Maisa Shchita on an animal is enough to be Metameh Dein Avela. So the Rambam writes that Arifos Egla Rufa, Arifos is Zuli Shchitosa, it's a Maisa Shchita. Would he say that it's Muta Bachila? That it takes off the Isan Avela? Maybe not. Maybe that's why you don't say. You don't say whenever the Torah prescribes another form of killing an animal, like Triosalatzuk Zui Shchitasa, Rifos Zui Shchitasa, that only means that it's called a Maisa Shchita, but not that it has a Chaloi Shchita. A Maisa Shchita is sufficient if you're talking about Matai Zaymedein Avela, like Rabbi Akiva said, even though Rabbi Akiva backed out, but the idea in principle we don't back out from. The idea is whenever you do a proper Shchita on an animal, so that's metah, that's enough to be metah and then avela, even though there's no chaloi shchita on the animal. So maybe that's enough. Chiyosel atzuk zui shchitas is enough to be in violation of osu be'ez b'no. And the Rambam quotes it in Hilchas Oves Atum, arifos zui shchitas be'egla rufo to be metah and then avela. Those two cases. The osu be'ez b'no for metah and then avela. But the Rashash has the Kashi, she say, we have rules and regulations that a ma'aseh shchita it is, and maybe it'll be metameh dein avela. Maybe you'll be in violation of osu be'ez b'no if you do the skila on the same day that you shecht and osu be'no of dishar and niskam. But to say that it should be skilos zui shchita, it should be muta b'achila, so that probably not. Whenever you have these other forms and you say chiyosel atzuk zui shchita, arifos zui shchita, it only goes halfway. It only means that it's a Maisa Shechita, but it's not considered a Chaloi Shechita. Possibility. Okay.
Oh my God.